ask yourself, how good do you want to be? You know, what do you want to achieve? What do you want to be able to do? You know, I explain to everyone, I train to be a god because I want to achieve the hardest moves.
Yo, gorillas, welcome to the Athlete Insider podcast by Gorilla Nation. My name is Phil, and today's guest is somebody requested by the community. Super strong athletes, super strong static skills. I'm really looking forward to this interview straight from Las Vegas, KP Cruz. Happy that you're here and welcome to the show.
What's good, everybody? I'm alive and well. Let's get started.
Awesome. For the people who don't know you yet, who are you? How do you present yourself?
I'm KP Cruz. They call me the specimen. I'm from New York. I've been doing calisthenics for about 3 years now. I train to be a god. Like, I want to be super elite. I want to be one of the strongest out here. I want to, like, achieve some really, like, advanced elements and master them and own it, not just do it, own it. You know, that's really why I train. That's what I would tell people. I tell people all the time, people look at me like I'm crazy. I'm like, I just want it. I want it.
Well, wow. And you're quite new into the sport, right? Like, I think in your Instagram bio, it's not written 10 years into calisthenics, but you're doing calisthenics since how many years?
I started back in 2018. June of 2018. So I started with a pull-up bar, some dumbbells. You know, I said to myself, I didn't want to just sit around and play video games anymore, because that's all I was pretty much doing. I was always in the crib just playing a lot of basketball games, sports games, Call of Duty, whatever it was. But at that time, it was like, nah, I wanna get into more, something a little bit more productive. So I started doing pull-ups, you know, push-ups, dips, squats, you know, some bicep curls, and just kept going, just didn't stop. I used to be in my basement for like 2-3 hours just working on the fundamentals of the sport, you know, just building that base. And over the months and over the years, it just got strong.
Wow. And what's today the strongest move, the move that you're, or the skill that you're most proud of?
I like the planche push-ups, man. Like, it's so dope. Like, even when I look at other people do it, it's like the amount of years it took me to get it. Like, it took me 3 years to get the full planche push-up. Like, and then I do other variations. I do the mechanical advantage variations. So it's like the full, it's just like small Spartan set. It's like an elephant. It's like when your legs are extended, it's so heavy. But when a straddle planche, it's nothing. All those other progressions, they're easy. But when you go to like full, it's like, oh my God. And I do it with a straight body. And, you know, everyone says straight body planche is harder than when you do the hollow variation. Because when you do the hollow variation, it's like you shorten the lever of your body. So it's like when you do it, it's way easier to press because I can feel it. When I do that full planche, it's like, oh my goodness. But I would say full planche and then one-arm handstand. Love handstand.
Wow. That's cool. Coming to some hard facts, because if we don't answer them, people will ask in the comments. How old are you right now?
I've been on Earth for 24 years. I'll be 25 this month.
Wow.
Yeah, December 23rd.
23rd, you said?
Yeah, this month.
Okay, cool. So people know that they have to congratulate on this day. How heavy and how tall are you?
I'm around 70 kg, so like 155. I normally stay within the 150s. I don't put on a lot of weight. I don't really want to bulk. I just tell everybody, just get strong. The muscle will come. And then I think I'm 175 centimeters. I'm around 5'9", I believe. Mm-hmm. I haven't like measure myself in years, but I know I'm around like 5'9", 5'10". I don't know. I look tall in the video. That's what they say.
And that's the most important thing on social media, at least. So, yeah. Cool. Tell us a little bit the story. How did you get from playing video games and being unhappy with the video games to calisthenics and to becoming the superhuman?
I don't know. I just came back from my cousin's graduation and then I had left my job. I was working at Walmart. I was an overnight stocker. So I don't know. I just needed something to change. So as soon as I came back from a graduation, I went to the store, bought a pull-up bar, got some dumbbells and just said, all right, I'm going to start looking up all these videos, how to get stronger, how to do pull-ups, how to just work on the fundamentals of basic strength, you know, watching Hannibal for King. you know, Frank Medrano. I like watching the old school guys, the mad reps and sets, because that's pretty much what I was focused on. Like my first year of calisthenics was just basics. Get that basic shit down. Cause like the pull-ups, you know, once I got really good at the weighted pull-ups, I got weighted dips in. Then the weighted chin-ups, weight, like everything, like just, you could do weighted push-ups. Like you can never stop doing the basics because that's what got you strong. And then when you add weight, oh, you're going to get jacked. So it's like, that's how it began for me. Just always training. Like I got obsessed with it. Like I was like, just get strong. Don't worry about how you look. Like it's nice to get the muscle, cool, but I want to be strong. I want to be able to lift my own weight with ease. That's what I say.
Wow. So even though you're like, for me, you have like a really impressive physique, for you, it was never about the physique. It was always about the strength and the body weight mastery, basically.
Yeah, get strong, because it's like, yeah, you got the looks. And I mean, it was going to come anyways, because if you really think about what we're doing, it's resistance training. We're moving our body through space and even weightlifting. Even if you're going really heavy or really light, you're going to put on a lot of mass, depending on how many reps you do, or like how much weight you're lifting, or how slow you're going, tempo. Everybody likes to go for speed, but anybody can do all that. But when you go slow, oh my God, I tried to do like pause reps for like full planche pushups. Oh my God, I fried my shoulders, my traps, my triceps, like, because you're taking your time with everything. You're putting time under tension. And to me, that's what really builds muscles, the tension. If there's no tension, how are you going to build? But you're tearing. That's how I look at it. So it's like, just control your reps. Like I don't chase speed. I don't even chase reps. I do what my body will allow me to, and then just find something else to do, because your body is, everybody has work capacity. Like you're not going to be able to do the hardest moves every single day. You're going to have to lower your intensity at some point. So you just got to feel out. That's what I say. Just pay attention to how you feel as an athlete, because that's just how it is. Because we can go in feeling hot, but your body may not be feeling up to it. So it's like, damn, I can't full planche tonight. Let me work on my straddle. Oh, I can't do one-arm pull-ups. So let me pull out the bands and do a band-assisted one-arm. Just, you can always, there's always ways to train something. You can always pick something apart. That's how I look at everything.
Wow. Yeah, already a lot of useful advice in it. Maybe fast forwarding to today. So how does your typical workout week look like, your schedule for the week?
I normally just rotate between push and pull. Like today I did a pull day, but I did legs too. But how I'm doing legs is I'm no longer doing heavy squats, leg extensions, and hip thrusts. I'm doing more like plyometric training, like jumps, box jumps, you know, one-legged jumps, trying to just train for power and vertical. Because what I recently discovered from my own experience, when I'm doing all these heavy squats and heavy, you know, leg extensions and shit, my legs started getting heavier. So it's affecting my planches. And I'm like, damn, I don't want to feel heavy, because the idea with this sport is you want to be floating. You want to be hitting planche presses like these guys do, Falon, OTZ, Eric Barzi, all these gods that you see, La Rosa, like all these guys that just play Victor, like so many dudes are just gods and playing. So it's like, and I can understand it. It's the not too much mass in the lower half, because our body's like a lever. So this is your upper body. This is your this is why we never really see guys with tree trunks. Cause it's like, if you have all this weight in the back and you could be doing this in your planches, or it's like, it's going to be hard to balance. We're trying to find that equilibrium. So when we do our full planches, we're just straight. So it's like, for me, you know, rotating between push and pull, like I did pull this morning, I'm probably going to do planche push-ups or planche press. And then I just rotate. And then I train until I know I need to rest. The days that I don't train strength, I do like flexibility training and work on my middle splits, my pancakes, because I want to have those nice straddles and, you know, just that flexibility for my hand balancing so I can do all the shapes. But that's just how I look at everything. Like, just, you have to pick and choose what you really want to train. Stop trying to go in and train everything. I've been there. It sucks. It doesn't work. You're not going to make no progress. You got to like, okay, I really want the planche. I'm going to train the planche every push. I'm going to do handstand push-ups, you know, dips, any kind of push movement. Because from what I see, if you're doing push moves every day, you know, front lever every day, it's like it starts to, it's just overtrain everything. You don't, you want to rest muscle groups. rest again, or take a couple days off, come back, just find out what you like. Everyone's different. Some people, you can train every day. I train every day. Just don't train strength. Don't go 100%. Like, just be like, okay, I'm tired. Let me chill out. Let me do some flexibility work. Let me work on my straddle for my pancakes so I can have, let me work on my open head shoulder mobility. You know, just pick apart what our weaknesses are. We can always train some. We don't have to go in 100%. Just find what you like. Be consistent.
Sure. Okay. So, what I already heard is if you want to train every day, you should lower the intensity. So you shouldn't go at 100% every workout. To also avoid like muscle soreness, I guess. Are you sore sometimes?
I wouldn't say soreness. I would say like, you know, there's just certain things that, you know, you wouldn't be able to, like, I've been to a point where I did a full planche for like 7 days a week, like straight high intensity. And it fried me. I've never been that fried before. I didn't want to train because I was training at max intensity every day. And I did it just to see what would happen. I mean, let me train planche every day. Let me see what happens. And oh man, my back, everything, my tendons, I wasn't giving my body enough time to recover from the damage I was doing. So I'm like, okay. And I had to take 2 days off or even three because I was just toasted. So it's like, once again, like just find that sweet spot where you know you can bring in volume, get in more volume. You know, if you can't full planche today, do straddle or do tuck. Some days I'm like, you know what, we tucking today. I don't want to do no full planches. I'm tuck planching all day. We go work on the presses. We go work on tuck planche push-ups and just work on just always. Anything can be trained. Anything can be trained.
True. How many goals do you think it is? Like, what's effective? How many goals should I have at the same time when you say like too many goals are hindering the progress?
I would say, like, I would refer to what Cy Monster said, like, pick about two or three skills that you really want, like, that you just got to have, and then just focus on those, two for pull, two for push, and then just go with that, and then just master it, and then you can rotate them out. It's like some days, like, I'll do front levers one day, and then another pull day, I'll do one on pull-ups or Hephaestos just to rotate. Cause sometimes I get bored training front lever pull-ups or front lever like every pull day. So I'm like, okay, let me push days. Let me do planche press. No push-ups, just the presses or just the holds. And then, you know, one day I'll do handstand push-ups or just weight, anything where just we got to pay attention to how we feel, pick what we want to train, get a good few sets in and just be consistent. You know, that's really what it's about. Like you can, you don't really have to do much like this. There's so much we can do. Like there's people that just want to planche. And I'm like, okay, cool. You can do that. There's some people that love front lever. You know, some people love handstand. So it's like, you train how you want. That's the beauty of this sport. That's why I like it. I meet a lot of different people with different modalities, different little skills, you know, freaking intricate. I like it. That's why I wanted to do this, because that's what this sport is about to me. It's about networking and connecting with others around the world. It ain't just me. It ain't just you. It's mad people out here. And I'm like, I'm ready. So, but that's how I would say. That's what I would say.
Cool. Yeah. People asked about your planche journey. So maybe going back to the days where you did your basics, can you give us some insight into the planche journey?
The planche was mad frustrating. I remember when I used to first start off doing it, I used to do it with bad form. My elbows was not straight. So for me, it was like lacking in the straight arm strength, doing my planche leans. You know, that's the foundation. That's what gives you that smooth lift off on the ground. You know how you see guys, they lean in, their feet come off, or they go straight to a press handstand. So it's like, don't neglect the lean. That was my biggest mistake. I was neglecting my leans. Even like probably last year too, I was just recently incorporating into it more. So it's like, you know, that lean, because that's what we do in every position, even when you're tucking, advanced tuck, straddle, you get that straight arm strength. You can, if you have a strong lean, you'll have a strong planche, but you still got to do all the other progressions. But for me, planche is, oh man, I think it's just the way my body type is. It's just, I have such a lengthy body, long arms, long legs. So it's like planche was such a frustrating journey. And it still is today. I be having days where I feel like I can't even press. I can't even do a push-up. Some days it's like, oh yeah, I feel like a feather. Like I remember one day I didn't train planche. I know I didn't train legs. I missed a leg day or I didn't do it on purpose. I came back so freaking light. Oh, I was the way I pressed, like I did the little air walks and I was like, oh yeah, this has gotta be it. So it's like it's the planche, man. It's the ultimate move in the sport. It's arduous, it's frustrating, it's a long journey. But I would say like even when you get it, you gotta master it. Like you don't wanna hold it for 3 seconds. You wanna hold it like you hold your handstand 30 seconds. You wanna master it. But the planche is it's frustrating. That's what I would say.
And putting it on a timeline, like from you starting in 2018, how long did it take? When did you start training specifically for it?
I would say it took me 2 years because once I started working on the 90-degree push-up, I was like, all right, I think I'm ready for the full planche because that bent arm planche, it can help you get the planche, but it's more for planche push-ups. Because if you're really strong from the bottom, you can use resistance bands or like just use your strength to push up and come back down to that position. But I would say work on the straight arm variation because it's just like handstand push-ups. You're just horizontal. You're not vertical. You know, you work on the bent arm stand. Then once you get your handstand, you can work on the negative. Same thing with your planche. You got the bottom, the bent arm planche. Once you get the straight arm planche, then you can start working on eccentrics or just doing combos. But I would say the planche, man, is one of those moves. Some people get it quick, though. Some people get it 6 months. And I think it's because that's all they're training. But even then, everyone's progress is individual. But it took me 2 years. And in 3 years, it took me to get the planche push-up. Those are dope. Like, I feel like that's like, I feel like anyone that can do 100 push-ups flat, just try to do planche push-up. Why not? You've already mastered push-ups. Like, that's the next level. All handstand push-ups.
Yeah, maybe in summary, like looking back on this 3 years planche journey, three and a half, what are your learnings? Like, except the lean, that like you would pay special attention to the lean. Maybe what's some other advice that you want to give to the listeners?
And doing a lot of L-sit to like planche. So like I would start from an L-sit, kick up to planche. So start from an L-sit, tuck planche, advance tuck, straddle. That's what really got it for me. Because as you get stronger, you're trying to solidify that position. So you'll start to go pretty fast. But as you get stronger, you'll go slower and slower until you can pause. And then once you get the pause, you have your bent arm planche like we were just talking about. Work on your negatives. Go from that L-sit. Straddle planche, straddle full planche, whatever you have, boom, and work that negative for full planche. But I would say that's one of my favorite exercises to get your planches. And then using bands, like use bands, like even using the bands to practice leaning into your planche so you can practice that lift off, your planche presses. Like I love resistance bands. I would say use bands for like all progressions, tuck, full, straddle. That's what helped me get my planche really strong. Like, As I fatigue throughout my sessions, once I can't full planche no more, once I can't do no more planche push-ups, I use the bands to help increase volume, refine my technique and my form. So when I come back fresh for another session, I got more reps in or my form's improved. So that's really what it's for. Some people think it's bullshit, but the bands work, man. They're so helpful for like all skills. Like it really, man, you can unlock some impossible moves using resistance bands. But I would say bands is another one. Use your bands.
Okay. Cool. Something that I had to think about. What was your fitness level when you started like working out in 2008?
I was pretty weak. Me and my brother, we used to do this 7-minute routine where we would do dips on the bench or like, you know, like that was really hard for me. It hurt it. I used to hate dips. I used to really hate dips. Wow. My weighted dip is heavy, but I used to hate that the wide grip. But as I used to learn how to control my weight, I was like, I actually like this. It's quite effective. It builds the chest, shoulders, and triceps. But I would say just doing that 7-minute routine. It wasn't really nothing. It wasn't really building a lot of strength and stuff. But that was before we was really dedicated. That's why I would consider when I started training in June, because we would start, but then we would quit. We would start and we would quit. And it's like, you know, life gets in the way, work gets in the way. But consistently from June to now, I would say just doing the basics, pull-ups, push-ups, dips, rows, squats, leg lifts, like get your core strong. A lot of people neglect their core. Even when they're first starting out, you got to just, you know, do a lot of leg lifts every day, knee raises. You know, I used to get on the dip station to do knee raises every single day. That's why if you've seen one of my videos, everyone asks me, how can I do that V-sit raise where I'm bringing my legs to my face? And I did leg lifts every day because you want your core to be solid and you want that lower back strength, the hip flexibility. So I would say just really solidifying the basics. Like I used to come in the gym, 1 hour of weights or 1 hour of calisthenics first and then go lift. But I'm doing that currently right now too. But I would say just master the basics, master the basics.
Do you think your core strength was also one reason why you unlocked the planche quite, don't want to say fast, but it's quite fast, like 2 years from starting with workout?
I would say not really, because to get a skill, you have to train it. You know, I can do L-sits and lots of leg lifts all day, but if I'm not training the planche directly, it's not really going to happen. So I would say, like, focus on training the skills that you want. Like whatever you're training all the time, you just what you're gonna get.
True. Okay. So let's take an example. We have Matt here, and Matt is a beginner in calisthenics. He has set his 2 to 3 goals for himself. So I don't know. He wants to learn the front lever, the straddle planche, and a solid handstand. And what advice would you give to Matt for programming? So how should he create his own training program?
So you said front lever, handstand, and planche?
Mm-hmm. Straddle planche, yeah.
So what I would do is do your handstands first. I always do my hand balancing first, just because it's not really a strength thing. It's more like you're just trying to be on your feet, except you're on your hands. So It's like if you're used to that every day, you're gonna become a pro with it. And that's just the foundation for a lot of skills. Like if you're really good at a handstand, you can clap in it, you can jump, you can walk, you can, you know, hand hop if you want. I would say do handstands first, probably, you know, 5 sets just to get hot, whatever you can do, pikes, just whatever you can do. And then do your planches first, because the planche is tough. It's always the hardest, you know. Do your leans, do your attempts. You can do your attempts, because you always got to start off with the hardest moves first. Once you get your handstands out the way, do your hardest moves. Because if you try to, let's say you do your planche holds. You do your planche holds, but you're burnt out. At the end, you want to do planche push-ups. You're not going to be that efficient because you already tanked out from doing the full planche holds. So it's like, or even straddles, but it's like, you got to just do your hardest first and work your way down to the easiest exercise. It's like a drop set. Mm-hmm. And then front levers, same thing. You can do front levers on your pull days. I prefer to you can mix. I've recently experimented with mixing too, like doing planche and front lever in the same session. It felt kind of cool because it's like, wow, I just did a planche and then did a front lever like right after. Like you can do that. It's like a sensible supersets, like, you know, one skill right after the next once you recover. But I would do push, pull, and the handstands every day. Like I would say get really good at handstands, because handstands are easy. It's not strength. It's just a balance thing. Like once you get that balance down, you're good. You can start looking for one arms, but I'm sure we got questions for that too.
Yeah. Another question was definitely, any advice on balancing, like, on the balancing stuff, because with progressive overload, it's, I would say, quite obvious how to get stronger. And people just know how to work on strength exercise. But I think balance is a little bit different in some terms. So maybe your advice, how do I improve my balance? How do I achieve balance moves like the handstand or one handstand the quickest?
Man, it's like going back to it. Like I would say really do drill it every session because it's not, it's something that you want to build a habit towards. Like hand balancing, like I said, it is not a lot of strength. It's just like being on our feet. If we're used to being on our hands all the time, we're going to get it really quickly. So, you know, just drilling the balancing drills, like once you, you know, just doing them every day, like go against the wall, refine your alignment, you know, work on your negatives, your pike presses. Like, you know, a lot of people want to get the one arm, but it's like, can you even straddle press? Can you walk? How good are you on two arms? Can you shoulder tap? Like how solid is your two arm? Can you hold it for 30 seconds? Can you weight shift without shaking? Can you keep your, you know, it's about the proprioception, the body awareness. What is your whole body doing while you're doing the handstand? Are you good with moving your legs while standing still? Like there's a lot of mechanics that we have to teach ourselves to do in a handstand. Everybody just wants to get to the one arm, but it's like, dude, solidify the two arms and then the one arm can come later.
Mm-hmm. How long did it take you to get from the normal, like two-hand handstand to the one arm?
Just about 2 years, and then to get where it is now, 3 years. And that's the thing. That's the thing about unlocking a skill. We get it, but it gets better. So it's like, who's to say why even say that? Like it just improves as we train. Okay, yeah, I got the handstand or I got the one arm, but now I gotta improve it. I wanna be able to be still in it. I wanna be fluid. I wanna be like moving through the air with it. So that's how I say, like just enjoy the process. Like once you get it, I tell people, yeah, you got the move, now master it, you know, own it, perfect it. You wanna just do it like it's nothing, you know, because these moves, everybody thinks it's so easy. People come up to me and think it's as simple as kicking up and yeah, I'm holding it, but there's so much that goes into this. Like it's the awareness. And that's something that people mistaken within this training is the awareness. Yeah, we can shoot. Anybody got strength. Anybody can jump into a handstand and do it against the wall, but it's like, can you control it? Can you keep your line straight? Can you keep your toes pointed? Like just everything in line. That's what I would say.
Cool. Questions about mobility and stretching. As you already said, like your leg lifts, your it's quite impressive how flexible you are. So maybe you want to tell us how what role plays mobility and stretching in your workout?
And around the beginning, I used to do a lot of weighted stretching in my beginning of my sessions. But now I'm switched to doing it after. But in the beginnings, I used to just do a lot of Jefferson curls. Like I'll get a barbell. And then you know how you do a pike stretch. You try to reach for your toes, bring the barbell down. That's how you get that spinal flexion and that mobility in your hamstrings. Doing a lot of pancake stretches. I used to straddle my legs. I would sit and reach. I'll put a weight plate on my back, do stuff like that. That really got me fast. And then, yeah, doing leg lifts, because leg lifts build up that compression strength in our abs, our hamstrings, our legs, and just working on it after your training. Like, I would recommend stretching after your training sessions, because our muscles are already worn out. They're already warm. So even after getting out the sauna, it's the best time to stretch. And just do it after every session. I'm telling you, you're going to notice quick gains. I used to spend sometimes, like, during quarantine, I would spend, like, almost two hours stretching, because I enjoyed it. Like, I believe we shouldn't limit ourselves with just strength. Yeah, be strong, you know, unless that's what you want to do. Everyone's free to train how they choose. But for me, I feel like, why not be flexible? Because some of the dopest moves require some flexibility. And I'm like, I want to get flexible. So just be flexible.
True. I just have to think about the mana, like, which is an extreme move. Is it a goal to reach something like this, or like I don't know, extreme ISIT, or like how far progressed and motivated are you in these terms?
Honestly, everyone always asks me, even Mike Desane hit me up. I was like, dude, you gotta get the mana. Like, I don't want it right now. Like okay. I feel like I prefer the reverse planche, because that lean back is what you have to do to get the your V-sit anyways, and the mana. So I'm like, if I get this lean back strong and practice putting the bands on my feet, I prefer reverse planche.
Okay. Nice. general health advice? Are there any habits, anything that you do on a daily basis, or like on a that is just bringing benefits to you and your workout?
I would say drink your water and really just stretch, man. Water and stretching is really helpful, because that stuff is neglected. I know some athletes that don't really drink a lot of water. I'm like, dude, you got to be drinking water, man. Our body is made of that stuff, and it lubricates our joints, our ligaments, our tendons. And then it's like the stretching. A lot of guys, they come in, me, we want to be strong, but it sucks when you're stiff. It's not fun. It's like, I want to do more moves. I want to be free. I want to be mobile. Like I'm doing a lot of weightlifting too lately too. So when doing that, you know, that stuff is quite robotic, that movement, the curls. So that stuff can keep us stiff. So I make sure when I come home after my sessions, I stretch, I loosen up. If I feel like I'm getting that round back syndrome where I'm like this, I you know, I bring my hands like that and stretch behind me. Just make sure that I'm not getting that tightness. I do not want to be tight. I want to be mobile. I want that flexibility.
Nice. Yeah. And it's like really fighting against each other, because if you lift weights and if you like work out really hard, your muscles get stiffer and torn together. So that's cool. Your mindset when you train. So with what kind of mindset do you go into the workout? Are you like really calm, or are you aggressive, or like are you happy, or like what kind of mindset are you in?
It's either one. It depends. Either one, I feel I'm still going to go in and give myself 100%. Even if I'm not at 100%, I lower the intensity and still give my 100%, because I want to give my all. I want to, like I said, I train to be a god. Like, I have a lot of passion in the training aspect of this sport. Like, I really, truly enjoy going in there and doing these skills and progressing and getting stronger with the weight, and just seeing the strength go up and looking back. I'm like, I just want to be really strong, bro. Like, I train to be a god. I'm going to say it every time, because I want people to really understand my like whole mindset. Like, it took a lot for me to stay by myself to really realize, like, I really want to get strong as hell and just go hard and just get strong, train, just train when I can. Even when I was working two jobs, I was working like 6 days a week. I only had one day off. I was still training, because I wanted it that bad. I got to the point where, you know, I think I had I don't know what it was. I was doing a lot of pull-ups, and I was training so much. I think I was overtraining. And I had like loud clicking sounds in my elbows, and I was just training like crazy. So I had to listen to my body and take a step back. But what I really am saying is, my mindset is just get strong as fuck. Let's get strong as fuck. Get strong. Like, don't worry about physique, because the worst thing you could do as a human being is not experience what it's like to be strong, to be physical, have the physical capabilities to move in any way that you choose. That's what I would say.
And this gives you the power, even though you work hard and you do two jobs at the same time, like it gives you the energy to still go after the workouts and give 100%.
I would say it's more on the obsession thing too. Be obsessed with your craft, because look what we're trying to achieve. You want to do a one-arm pull-up. You want to do one-arm planche, one-arm handstand, all these difficult skills. I'm like, this is going to take a long time, bro. You're going to have to really find some time to dedicate on achieving that. You know, some of us don't have 4 or 5 hours a day. Some people only have 30 minutes. Some people only got an hour. And I tell people, look, use the time that you got, work with what you got, and then just make the gains steadily, because, you know, it's better than not training at all.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Did you ever feel that your physique is something that's holding you back? Or like, did you ever think about the planche? Ah, damn it. I wish I would be, 10 centimeters smaller.
Not really. I'm proud of my body. I like how I look. You know, I'm getting stronger. I'm putting on more mass, because I have been, like, once I'm finished with my calisthenics training, I'll go and do weightlifting. And I've noticed it has put on a few mass on me, on my arms, on my chest. You know, because what I do is, right after my planche work, I'll do like bench press, shoulder press, tricep pushdowns, you know, bicep curls, incline bench press, you know, lat pull downs, just doing the opposites of what I would do. So if I do planche push up, I'll do bench press or whatever. But that's what I would say, like just being consistent. It's consistency. An obsession. You gotta be obsessed. There's no way you're gonna achieve these things without obsession.
Cool. Yeah. I mean, becoming a god is a big goal. So maybe you wanna tell us, what does it specifically mean for you? Is it the feeling? Is it
not necessarily the feeling. It's like, it's a mindset. Like, even though you're strong, you can always get better. That's really what the mindset is. You just get stronger. Let's get stronger. Okay, yeah, we got that move. Let's get it stronger now. Like, let's do more with it. Let's, like, there's always more there. There's always more to train. There's always more to gain. There's no end. There's no end. It's limitless. That's what it means to me. That's what it means.
Nice. I like this. yeah, you have also like the body fat percentage. You have a really ripped physique, which leads to the question: how does your nutrition look like? How do you eat? How do you maintain this body weight, body fat?
Honestly, it's not strict at all. I eat anything I want. You know, pizza, burgers, you know, fries. How I do it is, you do want to eat quality foods. You can't eat that trash stuff every single day. I've been there. I've tried it to the point where, you know, I went to Colorado with my brother and I literally did it on purpose. I was like, you know what? I'm not going to train. I'm not going to go as hard as I normally would do. And I was eating McDonald's, Arby's, Dunkin' Donuts, just not training, smoking weed, just not doing nothing. And I put on 10 pounds. Oh. I was around 150. I put on 10 pounds. I started looking puffy. I started losing my muscle definition. So from my experience, if we're going to be eating all these foods or how we want to eat, we have to make sure we're training or we're going to put on that weight. We're going to start losing our strength. We're going to start losing our muscle definition. So for me, it's just making sure you do get your protein in, because I don't keep track of calories. I don't do macros, none of that. I just make sure that I'm get the strength training, just get strong. That's the main focus, because, yeah, you can eat pretty shitty, but that strength, man, like, I've experienced it. I've went in for a pre-workout one day. I had McDonald's, like two large fries and a burger, like in a Big Mac. It's crap. I was pumped. I did what I did, but would I eat like that every session? Hell no, because the effects of it compounds. Like, if you're eating crappy foods all the time, your body's tired, you're sluggish. It's not comfortable. So I would say, you know, just eat quality foods, foods that are dense with whole foods, you know, your breads, your whole grains, chicken, rice. Just eat, cook your own food, because the shit we got out here it's not really good no more. Everything is artificial. They put too much chemicals in our food. We got to stop cooking and growing our own food.
Sure. And do you take supplements to improve your protein intake or something?
No, I don't believe in taking those things. And I'm the type of guy, I like to run off my own raw natural energy, because some days I wake up, I don't know what it is, but I just naturally be pumped. I naturally be ready to go. I'm like, I'm ready to train. Let's go. People see me and they be like, yo, you ready to train? Even the people at the front desk, they see me and like, oh, you must be ready to train, KP. I'm like, yes, I'm ready to go. I'm like, just hungry.
Nice. That's cool. A question also about your wrist wraps. Somebody asked, why does he, or like, why do you use wrist wraps all the time? Like, maybe you can tell us how do wrist wraps benefit your workouts?
Well, when I'm doing a lot of hand balancing and especially planching, the flexion that you get on planche on your wrist is stressful. It's like, For me, I have that straight body planche, so it puts a lot of stress on my wrist. I have that strong lean. So I would say if I didn't wear wristbands, I would have been injured my wrist a long time ago, because it helps prevent that pain. It reduces the pain you would get if you didn't have anything wrong. That's what I would say. I love wristbands. Sometimes I do train without them, or sometimes if I don't want wristbands, I just wair train on the parallettes.
Cool, because the angle is just more neutral for the wrist, right?
Yeah. You don't got to worry about the bend or anything. You just keep it neutral, that position.
Yeah. Cool. maybe to summarize all the workout advice that we talked about and your experience, maybe what are the most common mistakes that you see for beginners and maybe that you did yourself in doing calisthenics?
Jumping into skills too quick, too early. You know, everybody sees the advanced athletes and we want to start planche right away or front lever or flag. And it's like, you don't really want to do that because our bodies don't have the muscle mass required to get into that position. So if we try to do that, you could injure yourself. You could pull a tear or something and you could be out for a minute. But I would say just like, be patient. Like, don't rush. Like, you can't rush strength. This stuff cannot be rushed. If you want everything to be on point, you got to be consistent and you got to be just obsessed with the craft. That's what I would say. But like, that's one common mistake. Another common mistake is, I would say, form. Like, I can understand when form is compromised as we get stronger. You know, we're not going to do our first planche clean. We're not going to do our first handstand pushup clean, but you want to address it immediately. Because bad habits can go a long way throughout your training. Some of us, some athletes I know, they arch their back and they never fixed it. And I'm like, okay, what's going on? It's like, did you care? Some people don't care. And that's whatever. You know, you train however you want. It's your body. But I would say, like, paying attention to our form, correct the mistakes now. So along the way, it'll be clean really quickly. And then the third thing I would say, I mean, bro, just enjoy the journey. Like, don't rush. Just love it. Like, yeah, it's slow, but when you look back, you'll be like, damn, I made a lot of progress. I really did. I really did.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. What are your goals for the new year? We're recording this episode in the mid of December. The new year is around the corners. And did you already set your goals for next year?
Honestly, bro, one thing I say is just keep going. You're not dead. You're not dying. Just keep going. Like, because if you stop, like, if you just quit, if you just give up, nothing's going to happen. You feel me? Nothing's going to come. No opportunities will come your way. Nothing will move in life if you're not moving. So I don't even stress about, I don't even make goals all the time. I normally just keep things in my head and just keep moving, man. Honestly, just keep moving. I know things need to be done, but I just look at what needs to be done and just move. Like, just keep moving. You can't stop. Don't stop. Just move.
Great. That's a good mindset. Yeah. I'm through with the questions from the community. Basically, yeah, you covered all the most common mistakes beginners do and the stuff that you see beginners do. We covered your planche journey. Is there anything else that you want to share or that you think is kind of interesting for somebody doing calisthenics and having high goals and becoming a god as well?
Man, honestly, just be consistent, man. Because without consistency, nothing gets done, nothing gets achieved. And just the obsession, like, be obsessed with the craft, be obsessed with the sport. Like, you got to be like, man, I can't wait to train that planche tomorrow. Oh, I got to see how this one-arm handstand going to feel. Like, that's how I would tell people. Because that's how I think all the time. Like, it's just the training, man. Like, enjoy your training. Love it. Like, we're all going to have those days where we're tired, you know, we're going to feel weak, but you went in, you did the work, enjoy it. That's what I would say.
Wow. Awesome. Yeah. At the end of every episode, we always have some quick questions, quick answers, and kicking off with, what's your favorite food?
I love pizza. I'm a big pizza guy. I love pizza.
Nice. Are you a dog or a cat person?
I prefer cats. Cats are chill for me. They're like, I don't know, they're just, dogs, I don't know. Dogs are the worst sometimes, but they both animals can be terrible, but I prefer cats.
Cool. What athletes inspire you?
A lot of athletes, man. I like Andrea La Rosa, Cy Monster, you know, Ned Cole, Deion Stibbage. There's so many, bro. There's a lot of us out here. You know, I just wanted to tell people, like, it ain't just me. It ain't just you. There's other gods and there's other strong guys and even strong athletes out here just going crazy with this sport. And I appreciate it because it's like the stuff we do is not easy.
True. Yeah, what's your favorite skill?
Planche, love planche push-ups. I love it. Like, if I'm a push guy too, so, you know, I prefer push. I'm good at pull, but I prefer push because it's like, it's just planche, but planche all day.
Yeah, pull or push, easy reply. It's push, right?
Yeah, push guy. I'm a push. I prefer push moves. I don't know. I just feel like push moves are more impressive, but the thing with pull moves are hard, but they're dope too. So it's like, but I would prefer push.
Cool. Do you have a favorite book? Are you a reader?
Not much of a reader, man. I'm more of a visual guy. I gotta watch videos and stuff or like hear somebody say it, but I'm not big on books for real, not really.
Okay. So no recommendation for the poor people out there who wish they would have a book recommendation from you.
There is one about I can't remember the name, but there is a calisthenic book. It's not Overcoming Gravity. It's another book.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember what it was. I'm going to look it up and I'll send it to you, but okay. I can't remember what it was.
Okay. We'll put it in the description. Favorite music genre.
I like all of them except for like country music. Country music is terrible. I don't know what it is. It's just some songs can be good, but it's terrible. But I like anything with a good beat, I'll listen to it. As long as the beat's good, I'll sit there and jam on it.
Nice. So for workout, what some music do you listen there? Like powerful music?
I listen to a lot of instrumental beats, like a lot of anything. It could be electronica, it could be hip hop beats, you know, jazz. Long as I like the beat.
Wow, cool. Yeah, best calisthenics event you've ever been at?
I've never been to one, but I'll be watching a lot of these Burning Gate competitions. I just watched one recently. I think there's one in Italy, right? Somebody, I think it's Eric Barzi versus Scarlett or something.
Yeah, yesterday.
This is dope. I was watching it from Manuel Caruso. I was like, mm-hmm. Yo, this is strong. I like that. But that's what I would. I've never been to one, but I would like to go to one of those because those be lit. They always be lit.
Yeah. Yeah, true. That's that battle looked insane yesterday. The set.
Yeah, freaking Eric, man. Eric Barzi, he's one of the gods of planche because he hit the Maltese on the floor press. I was like, crazy.
Yeah, and also the set from Scarlett, like, was insane in the rings. I've never seen that. He just went into the Iron Cross every time he wanted to rest, and in between he did his I don't know, Fanegas and Maltesers. Insane.
He's one of the gods on the rings.
Yeah,
insane.
True. Yeah. Last question. What's your message to the calisthenics community? What do you want to tell the listeners?
If you want to get into this, you got to commit. I would say, ask yourself, how good do you want to be? You know, what do you want to achieve? What do you want to be able to do? You know, I explain to everyone, I train to be a god because I want to achieve the hardest moves. You know, you may not want to do that. You may just want to be able to do the most pull-ups, the most, you know, hold the longest handstand. Everybody has different goals. I would say figure out what those goals are and just smash them, attack them, and then just smash more and just stay hungry, be obsessed, just strive for the elite status. Why not? Like, you're going to die. Like, why not?
True. Awesome. That was a really powerful, inspiring interview. I'm super happy. Thanks for being part of it. And how can people get in touch with you? How do they reach you?
I'm all over on Instagram. I got a couple of videos on YouTube. I've collabed with a few athletes, even Sign Monster. You can find me at KP_thespecimen. And, you know, that's about it, brother.
Nice. People will also find you in the comment. They will also find your Instagram, etc. in the description. Sorry. Basically, we're coming to an end. Before you can end the episode and say goodbye to everyone, I want to say thank you again to you for making it possible, for accepting the invitation. And also thanks everyone to everyone listening to this till the end. I'm super happy always if someone sticks with us for such a long interview. And yeah, I think it was full of energy. I'm super motivated to train now, to be honest. And yeah, it was super nice to have so inspiring words from such a powerful, inspiring person. So a big thanks to you. And yeah, that's basically it. Bye from my side. Leave a thumbs up if you enjoyed the episode. Helps a lot. And yeah, KP.
Thanks, brother.